Based in Brockton and heard everywhere, this is Metro South Podcasting.
Welcome to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us and how it affects us here on the South Shore of Massachusetts. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Good morning. Welcome to the program on a beautiful Wednesday, August something of 2005. It's 20. We're live at Charlie's Restaurant, located on Belmont Street at the entrance to Brockton High School. Classes have just started. When does school start in Brockton?
Next week.
Anyway, we're at Charlie's Restaurant. You're invited to come down and join us, but not today. Hey, joining us today, Attorney David Casella. Good morning, David.
Morning, Ronaldo.
And the lovely and talented Peter Zimbor.
You can call me Pedro.
Pedro Martino. And the lovely and talented Mark Chappette is here.
You can just call me the Dick.
I always do.
America's favorite.
Walking into the building right now is a man that I haven't seen since I was 6 years old.
Hey, guys, you look fantastic.
It's Mike Pava.
Pava.
Mike, what's going on in your life? Are you working?
I'll be working once school starts, which will be next week.
Nice.
Which would be fantastic.
Wasn't a great segue, just like 30 seconds prior, by the way.
Yeah.
If only I had better timing.
But you don't.
You said when school starts, so what does that mean?
I will be working at South Middle School, helping out the children who are less fortunate, the special needs kids.
Or the children.
Oh, God bless you. God. You know what, Mikey? You know, speaking of that, I have a job opening. I should have talked to Mike. Mike, we'll talk off the air.
Mike, this is wonderful. Mike, would you join us for breakfast?
I sure will.
Grab a table.
Yeah, I need some coffee. Seriously, how'd the food come out before the coffee? That's kind of strange.
We don't.
But Charlie's is the best.
Corner of the table there to the edge.
We don't question the movings of the ninja waitress.
Yeah, ninja. Come on, ninja.
She does her thing. Is that your food over there?
Yes, I'll be eating it momentarily.
Did she give you my meat?
No. But that's because your meat's still to come.
Sorry, Mike. I know I'm kind of the fourth.
So you guys are getting egg whites, which is really like annoying to people because you
Certainly
have to
is.
Separate the whites and the yellows.
That's
and
how
stuff.
It goes.
So that sucks. So that's why it's taken longer. I assume you'll have a gigantic pile of meat.
I'll give it to you.
Thanks. Hey, it's good to see all of you, man. This is like old home week when I was in the home with you.
It's a reunion.
Yeah. You'll hear all the banging in the background. It's people eating stuff. Looking, Mark got the whipped cream.
Thank you.
Looks like whipped cream.
Hey, Ron, I was thinking of you this morning.
Oh, where you had an erection?
No, not when I had an erection. After I finished, actually.
Okay.
No, every morning I get up and I check all my emails.
This better be a heavily edited podcast.
Yes. I check all my emails.
Chappette is here today.
Wait till I start cursing.
Typically, I check all my emails in the bathroom, and I take my what I call a shit pad. It's an iPad. I take it into the bathroom instead of the newspaper. And one of my I had a strange request for a case, and I can talk about this only because you're not going to be able to narrow down where I'm going to be. But I have a woman from a foreign country.
Yeah, you got a woman in every foreign country.
That requested that.
Does your girlfriend listen to this?
Absolutely, everyone listens to the Ron Van Dam podcast.
She shouldn't.
But she requested that I attend a funeral this weekend and secretly videotape the ceremony.
Why?
Because apparently it's her lover that passed away. So I would assume that it's someone that travels to her land on business, and he suddenly passed away, and now she wants his funeral recorded, one that she can't attend because she's, you know, an unknown person. So
can you tell her just to like let it go?
No, but I know that you've recorded some of that in your business legitimately.
Mm-hmm.
That is part of your
she's
business. Now, yeah. David, as an attorney, as long as I'm going in there and I'm not recording the audio portion because there is two-party consent,
it's like the Mark Chappette
show.
Can
I go into a funeral and secretly record it?
If it's just video,
yeah.
No sound. What state?
Massachusetts. Then I'm good.
You should be good.
Yeah, but ethically, it might be kind of wrong.
Ethically, you're always wrong.
Right.
And that's your legal advice right there.
There you
Thank
go,
you, David.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, sir. And Mr. Pava is joining us. This is, I don't even know your name.
Mia.
Mia, that's right.
Mia, how are you?
This is Mike.
Hi,
Mike's going to have the lobster.
How's Woody?
Do you want, Mike, you want lobster?
They serve lobster over here, Charles?
Oh, yeah.
$3.59.
$3.59. Oh, man.
If you get that, good for you.
Yep.
Yeah, really.
I must say, it's a great-looking breakfast.
Has anybody driven down Belmont Street past the China Buffet?
Yes.
And I'm not advertising China Buffet. Anybody seen the big sign out front advertising lobster? The lobster dinner?
I have, in passing.
I need you to do this for me, because I need an opinion. I'm about 100 feet away as I'm driving up in that direction, and I see the sign, and it and to me, it said, lobster, $1.95.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 5 feet away, I noticed that the two, that there was a two next to the one, very faded. So in actuality, it's $12.95.
Oh.
But from about 50 to 100 feet, by my recollection, it said $1.95. Just a thought. We're talking ethics. We're talking...
Are you saying it's an optical illusion?
I'm saying I think Mark Shapiro owns the China Buffet, is what I... What
I'm actually allergic to shellfish, so I have nothing to do with it.
Ah, all right.
No, you are very shellfish. All right, fine. Mike, you don't look like you've aged a day since yesterday.
I don't feel it, Ron, I'll tell you.
Are you missing the radio at all?
It's a Seriously, good question, man. Ron.
Why are you saying my name after every sentence?
It's a radio thing, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Really, Mike?
You wouldn't get that.
No, Dave, I don't. You're right, I don't get it.
I'll order in a minute, Mia. Thank you. I'm in the middle of this. I love Mia. She's great.
Mike, do you have a Woody?
I don't.
You're chewing me out. Mia, I'm in the middle of a sentence, please.
A little busy here, babe.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
All right, now noticed. I get your reference. Okay.
You haven't noticed. All right, go. So, yeah?
Considering this is the first time I've been on any kind of broadcast since the station went, quote-unquote, dark.
It's not dark.
Well, it is now. I'm just saying.
Wow.
It's a pun.
Wow.
Did you get that? Did you get that one, guys?
Wow.
I'm just happy to be here with you guys. Nice little reunion.
I'm happy to see you. I just love the pavy.
Mike, where will you be? Are you working in the Brockton area?
Yes, I'll be working in the Brockton schools.
Which one?
Public schools.
Oh, any of them?
I'll be over at South.
Were you listening like a minute ago?
No, I wasn't. I was out of town. South, really, Mike. So you could like stop by at 7. What time do you start?
I don't know any of this information yet, Ron. Oh, okay. I'm really going in this blind. This is a complete
it
career change
early.
For me.
5 days a week.
Really?
Wow.
Monday through Friday.
That's like almost 7.
It's close to it.
Mm-hmm.
Close to it, Ron.
How is this going to impact the professional wrestling career?
Oh. It's actually not.
The professional wrestling career.
It's actually not going to.
And then we'll discuss the fates of these poor children. Yeah.
The real way it's going to affect it is every year when they have that benefit wrestling show at South Junior High, he'll have the biggest cheering section.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
No doubt.
Yeah, we just wrestled over there this past summer over at South.
No
so.
One cheered. That won't be the case this year.
Yeah.
That will be the case this year.
Wow.
Hopefully.
That's exciting. Well, hopefully if you don't start until 9, which probably will start early, then, you know, you're always invited to come by here and do whatever.
Can I hijack your show for a second? Can I do
sure.
that, Ron?
Please.
I haven't seen Pete, I can't tell you, in a while.
Really?
From seeing a guy every day to not seeing him, it's painful.
Weird.
It's painful. I only get to really see what's going on in Peter Zimbor's life through social media. Facebook, to be exact.
There's
Can we
somewhere?
Talk about the Uh-oh. Ice bucket challenge, please?
Uh-oh.
Oh, the ice bucket Uh-oh. Challenge.
Neither of you did it. I challenged you. I challenged Mike.
I didn't
and
hear you challenge
you
me.
You knew it. We talked about it last week.
You were challenged.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. You were challenged. I saw it.
You did not.
And then we spoke about it during the podcast.
No, we didn't.
This is a matter of public record.
I don't remember this at all.
This is a matter of Poddick record.
I thought we were talking about the concept. There was no challenge thrown down.
Yes, there was. You know about this.
So my point being is that, excuse me, Mia. My point being is that the ice bucket challenge to me seems something that PM and the AM Peter Zimbor would be 100% against. And who do I see throwing down the ice bucket challenge, Mr. Peter
Zimbor? That's an excellent
Zimbor.
Point, Mr. Paper. That's not. Is that what we call the on-air persona? True,
for a guy who is so anti-social
everything.
Media.
Anti-everything.
Don't watch the stupid video of the lion watching the kid fall down. Don't watch this stupid video. But I'll dump a bucket of ice water over my head for ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease. You're doing a lot, Pete. I really appreciate it.
I donated $10 too.
Yeah. Oh, so sweet.
Here's the thing. Most people aren't donating when they do the challenge.
Well, that can defeat the purpose.
It does defeat the purpose.
But awareness is just as important. And as you know, I create a lot of awareness.
That's a fact.
Do you know that ALS is in the muscular dystrophy family?
But here's the problem. This is just going to open the floodgates to every other disease out there. There's going to be challenges all over the place, and it's going to fill up my Facebook feed with stupid videos that I don't want
to
see.
They have to find something other than an ice bucket for the other challenges.
How about this? How about an ice bucket challenge in the winter?
The pig's blood challenge.
I think that's nice.
Yeah. It's not bad.
I'm enjoying the ice bucket bloopers now that are showing up on social media.
I would like to do the have sex with me challenge.
There are certain
cancer.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I've only Who's seen cancer? A very few handfuls of ice bucket challenges. A, because the girls were wearing bikinis when they did it. Or
you notice besides you guys who I challenged, by the way.
Who?
I challenge like hot models that I were on my friends list.
That was smart, by the way. I've been nominated 8 times.
Man,
8. Listen, here's the thing. Who are you to say what I can donate or how much money I should donate to a certain charity?
I'm gonna dump water on your head.
No, I don't want to dump water on my head to raise awareness.
I wouldn't dump water on my head either.
No. I would simply say I'm aware.
My handicapped sons did it. They dumped the water on their heads. Did you guys see the video of them?
I did not
that
see
was
it.
Pretty cool. I took them out of their wheelchairs. I put them in the hot tub, propped up in like a high seat in the hot tub, and we dumped the ice on them. It was a riot.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was
That's
pretty cool.
Good for you.
It's all about
I
awareness.
Just don't see myself as doing that.
Pete, were you?
That's not me. That's not my
we're,
thing.
We're more mature than that.
When you after well,
no,
those,
I don't.
When
no,
those women
me,
were doing
not.
It,
I just
I
no,
totally.
No,
see
no
you
believe
that.
Me.
I would do again. I would do other things, but I don't see the point of that.
So technically, I owe $800 to ALS and Lou Gehrig's disease.
That ain't gonna happen.
Which isn't gonna happen.
Good.
Nobody knew what ALS was until this all
That's
happened.
Not true. I mean,
thing.
That's not true. I mean, people know did. Lou Gehrig's disease. People know. But does it raise awareness? Yes, it does. Has ALS and the organization raised a tons
Absolutely.
Of money because of this? Yes, it's fantastic. But I am not looking forward to the barrage
right.
that is going to be coming
You're right.
on social media.
You know, PM and the AM, Pete, was against things on social media like... Two lions met for the first time in 10 years, and you'll never believe what happened. Like, that just got so annoying because everyone was acting like so miraculous. Like, okay, this is just getting ridiculous. Stuff like this I enjoyed. As a matter of fact, there were some things that you thought I would have hated on social media that I started to like towards the end. It's just the annoying stuff I didn't like. By the way, he put an exorbitant amount of sugar in that coffee. Good to have that back for Mike.
I'll probably be putting more. I just wanted to get that out of the way. I haven't talked to Pete since
wonderful.
He actually challenged me for the Facebook chat, the ALS. Yeah.
No
way.
No, no,
no,
no, no, no,
no,
no, no.
Yeah. Hot coffee no. challenge. Hot coffee challenge.
We can do it in the parking lot.
We can. Good idea, Mark. It's actually a big rating game start your day. I recommend it.
I'm not feeling it.
Thanks,
you know what, Mike? Being the creative person I am. Why don't you use that as one of your little bits in your one of your next wrestling shows? Like, do the ALS chat, have someone do the ALS challenge,
very
then
nice.
Then
yeah,
have them
nice
get bamboozled.
Very nice one. You're clever.
How about you wrestle at an ALS benefit show and you cut a heel promo?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Very
Not a
nice.
Bad idea.
I like that.
Or I could charge people to dump the bucket of water over my head.
Awesome idea.
Yeah, even better.
And then
even
donate
better.
That money
even better.
Towards. The ALS.
Sort of a reverse dunk tank concept.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just what's your tag name now? What's your Mike what?
Mike Pava, that's my name.
No, I know that. What's your wrestling name?
I use Mike Pava. I use my real name.
So why don't you become ALS and just walk out to the walk out to the ring with a bucket on your head?
You know Vince is already on that.
Everybody's on it.
He actually did it. Okay.
That was one of the only ones I saw was Vince McMahon's Ice Bucket Challenge.
Can I nominate someone for Tweet of the Year recently?
Sure.
Michael Ann Black, the comedian, wrote on Twitter, and this is the funniest tweet I've seen in a long time. I literally laughed out loud when he said, Ferguson police should just spray ice water on those protesters to raise money for ALS.
Oh, that's funny. So that's like a hose down challenge.
The hose down.
You know, California's in a huge drought right now, and here we are just pouring water over our heads for our own benefit.
It is a little sad.
People just like a bandwagon. You know, they get on the bandwagon, and you know, there's many other causes.
I didn't know you drank.
Me?
You were on the bandwagon?
I'm on the band. No, I don't drink, but this breakfast was great.
Thomas really likes wine.
Yeah. I do like wine, but I don't drink to get drunk.
I understand you're going to be starting a winery on your property.
If anyone wants grapes.
But he's going to continue whining.
Yes. Oh, that's what it was. I misunderstood.
Yes, I'm a bitch that and makes a whiner. Sense. No, we have a bunch of grapes. I purchased a new home recently around our in-ground pool.
It's a nice home, Mark.
It is a gorgeous home. It is a beautiful home. You know, it's where the heart is. Yes, and I'm not going to lose this house. I've lost a couple others. It's what's staying in the family. But we have wine grapes everywhere. So I'm going to make wine, and I'm going to bring it in, and I'm going to invite you all over for a pool party.
You're going to kill us.
Who's going to smash the grapes?
Don't you have to do that? You have to step
around
with your feet.
Like on the Lucy Show thing. I love Lucy. Remember that?
Okay, the machine.
Probably not.
I remember that episode. She was in a tin bucket.
Yeah, in Italy.
The tin bucket challenge.
Maybe that was an ALS challenge before we even knew it.
Dump wine and you had to raise four awareness for alcoholism.
Here, what's peculiar about this is the ice bucket challenge started as something that was more grassroots and has grown to now you see celebrities and everything. I mean, the President of the United States was nominated.
Right.
I think George Bush did one. So, I mean, we're not even seeing the end of this. It's in full swing right now, and I can't wait till it's over.
Can I say, when I first did it, it was like, you know, it was within the first 2 days of its existence. At this point, it's kind of run its course. That was like 2-3 weeks ago.
I couldn't tell you.
Lou Gehrig's real name. Al, Lucy.
I thought it was in
American. So much for awareness, huh?
Yeah.
I'm aware of it.
It's the American League series.
The ALCS, yes.
ALCS challenge.
I'm aware of it.
It's warm in here, huh? Are you guys enjoying this last heat wave?
Don't say last.
It's gonna be over 90 today.
Give me ice water.
So am I.
No. Mia, do not listen to him.
No.
It's no different than a kid spilling a glass of water here.
We can do it, right?
We would take it outside.
She's gonna put the napkins down.
You know what would have been more exciting and would have been more attention was dump a bucket of ice down a woman's thing.
I saw that. Did you see Howie Mandel's ALS challenge?
No, I did not.
No.
Is that what he did?
Yeah, he because they challenged him on AGT, America's Got Talent.
AGT?
Yeah, America's
I'm aware
Got
of
Talent.
That.
Right.
The AGT challenge.
AGT, right? The ALS. And the Spice Girl there, the pretty one there.
Horny
sits
Spice.
Next to him. Horny yeah. Spice.
Horny Spice.
She did it, and she walked up to him with the ice bucket, and he pulled his shorts open, and she dumped it into his crotch.
Well, now we're talking.
That was pretty funny.
That's aware.
The Spice Girls are not an exciting element to me anymore.
No.
They're 50, aren't they? I mean, aren't the Spice Girls 50?
She's a judge. She's a judge on AGT.
Which one?
Scary. She's
Scary Judge?
Thank you.
No.
No, I didn't want
that. I know you from somewhere.
Can you dump it on his head?
You are very familiar to me.
I know where you know each other, both of you.
Where?
From here.
No.
Maybe high school.
High school?
No.
We got to figure this out.
No.
I
hope the initials, since we're going on initials, I hope it wasn't BDC.
I know you.
I'm an attorney.
Uh-oh.
Yes? No? Yes?
Oh, wow. Yes. Oh, look at this. Oh.
Tell me your name.
Amanda Reese.
Oh,
you're
no.
My lawyer.
It's been a long time. Give me a hug.
How are you?
Good girl. How you doing?
Wait, Amanda?
He wasn't here during the toy week.
Yeah.
I love this. guys.
Amanda, I can't believe I haven't seen you so long.
Yeah, is it client confidentiality here?
Huh?
Is it client confidentiality, what you represented her for?
I never speak about anything.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to break you.
Never happened.
It's only a podcast.
That would never. All you need to know is that she's a sweet girl. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, there we go. We know what you're
represented.
Her. She's going to fit right in here.
That's adorable.
It's okay, you didn't.
You're supposed to throw X there.
I remember her from a few weeks ago, too.
Faces from the past. I love it.
I thought it was just from having breakfast.
But he wasn't here that week. It was a Tory week.
No, that's right.
No, yeah.
No. I am still blocked,
Tory,
by the way.
May
I just say this before you get into that? I'm still blocked off the page. I'm not going to get into it anymore.
I wouldn't expect you to miraculously change that around, but...
Blocked off a page?
I don't choose to get...
I mean...
To go any further than that...
It's attorney-client privilege.
It's attorney
don't
Facebook
talk about
privilege.
You can't talk about that.
I've seen Tori playing the part of our beloved police chief lately with her face all smashed up. What happened?
I don't know what happened.
Whose face was all smashed up?
Tori. She's in the hospital.
Oh,
she has stitches all over.
That's bad.
I don't know what happened to her.
She looks like Bob Hayden.
Damn.
I texted her. I called her to say, like, what happened? Because I don't go on
Facebook. What happened to Tori? Mm-hmm.
You think? No, it wouldn't be on. Although with her,
right.
You're good.
Yeah, that's...
Well, we wish her a speedy recovery, of course.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Scarring faces on the...
I don't know what happened.
Good.
I have no idea.
I
don't know if we're supposed to talk about that on a podcast.
No.
It's kind of personal.
Who did we talk to him around? Who?
I think that violates something else called HIPAA.
Well, she broadcasts. It's all over Facebook, so
right.
This isn't anything that I'm...
giraffe.
This isn't anything that I'm letting out the bag.
I don't know. I don't know if it was a giraffe. It's crazy. Hey, what's going on in Stoughton? What's happening there? Did you hear what happened there?
No.
Tell me, Ron.
That's no longer on the map.
No longer on the map?
No.
Is there a new stripper coming into Alex's?
No. Stoughton removed from Massachusetts, it says.
Really?
Stoughton police made 15 separate arrests on various charges ranging from assault and battery to drugs all in one weekend. So the police department actually came out with a statement.
That means more money for Mark Schepeta. Arraignment,
Stoughton
District Court.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Good, brother. See that? See that?
Now, is this
finish now. What happened? I don't understand what that means. Off the map. What do you...
No, I'm only kidding about that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I thought it was becoming like the Pluto of Massachusetts.
No, it's becoming the Brockton of Massachusetts is what
wow.
It's becoming. So they had a really rough weekend.
Are you kidding me?
So...
Yeah.
These guys are having separate conversations.
No, it's fine. I like to eavesdrop on those.
What town was the Toll House restaurant in?
Whitman.
That was in Whitman.
I got a job there, Dave.
Yeah.
It was my first job I ever got because I lived right down the street, and 3 days later it burnt down.
Let me ask you a question, if I may.
Yes.
Okay.
Cross-exam.
Were you there New Year's Eve of...
It would have been like 19...
Of the evening that it burned down.
Yeah, it was like 1983 or 82, 83.
Were you there for that?
Did you
work that night? Do you recall? Were you on duty?
I don't recall.
I'll let you know why.
Speak to my attorney.
I ask you these questions
at
that
time. Speak to my attorney, Dave Casella.
Well, for as you know, I have been conducting an informal investigation as to the tragic collapse.
All the chips melted
that Toll House. You know who else just happened to be there that night?
Who's that?
Look to your left.
Was he? You were there that night it burned down, Ron?
Yeah.
Were you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'll notice.
Now it's a Wendy's. How sad.
He's not anxious to talk about it, though.
Yeah, and now Saffler's is a bank. You know, all the historical places.
Saffler's is gone.
Yeah.
That upsets me. I like Saffler's.
It reminds me of my mother bringing me
That's where I got all my sewing material.
Hmm.
I feel so bad.
I used to go to Saffler's because they sell button extenders for your top collar for button shirts.
Right.
Sometimes you can't, you gain a little bit of weight. You can't exactly close
it. I understand that.
You used to go to Saffler's?
Yeah.
Did you sew? You would do sewing?
I used to pick up curtains.
Yeah.
People come for miles to go to that
place. put Precious in the basket. Put Precious in the basket. What were you sewing? I don't understand. You're a big man.
We were doing the television show, and we got a lot of our scenery from it.
We would create
the scenery from curtains and things like that.
I see.
Yeah.
No Silence of the Lambs things going on here, no?
No, nothing like that.
I didn't know.
Anyway.
Was there a person named like Joe Saffler or something that owned it?
Jerry
Saffler? Was it really? Jerry, do you know
Saffler.
That?
Jerry
Saffler. And the Safflets.
Yeah.
Very
wood
nice.
Floors that were real creaky.
Yeah, and they were very uneven.
That was Jerry, actually.
That was Jerry who was uneven.
That's how and old creaky. That building was.
Creepy. Jerry was very creepy.
Next thing, Peaceful Meadows is going to be closing up. It's going to be a car lot.
Don't say that.
Oh, you
do you know there's
know
a Peaceful
that.
Meadows satellite off satellite down in
I go there.
Down in Plymouth?
Oh, in Plymouth.
Yeah.
Well, Middleborough.
Right across from East Bay Grill.
I did not know.
There's a Peaceful Meadows. There's a bunch of hidden shops in there.
You can't
right
have
near
too
the
many
hotel.
Peaceful Meadows.
Are there a lot of turds across the street? I never understood that. You're driving down explain what I'm talking about. Yeah. You're driving down 18 on one side of the street is the Peaceful Meadows with the cows.
Yes.
And then on the other side of the street there's a gigantic sign saying manure for sale and it smells like crap across the street. It's like a big pile of crap.
Well, all you gotta do is walk into the cow stall while you
know.
Get your ice cream. It's delicious.
It's delicious.
That's what people do. They get their ice cream and then they walk through the stalls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's gross.
It's a farm. It's a little piece of Americana, baby.
It's like eating a lobster in a toilet. It's just really...
$1.95 lobster.
Right.
Just about memories, you know what I mean? All that is it's... it's kind of like I debated this year to go to... to go back to the Marshfield Fair, because that was something that we did as children all the time. And you grew up in Brockton, the two of you. So Brockton Fair is probably more you. You're from the Taunton area. You're probably more of a Hoboth Fair guy.
I'm a Holy Ghost Festa guy.
I'm more of a Marshfield Fair guy. But it's who wants to go to the Marshfield Fair when you have a bunch of toothless people operating those rides that are probably on the sex register list. I just don't. It's just kind of upsetting.
I always sort of looked at it as a family reunion, so thank you for...
I'm sorry. Are you
thank
a
you for insulting me, yes. You know, me and mine, Mrs. Chipetta.
That's so sad.
This is why he is America's
Dick.
Favorite private Dick.
Dick, yeah. Oh, private Dick.
Dick.
I thought it was public knowledge.
I don't say the other word. I say the 1940s appellation...
Speaking
private detective.
Speaking of dicks, I saw a guy in the paper. It was in the paper today. He was arrested for driving down the. Well, first of all, there was a guy arrested for streaking in Brockton, right? This week.
We're not on the force anymore. I don't know.
Can I ask you a question that annoys me?
Maybe it was a stunt by one of the city councilors.
Speaking of social media, maybe you can tell me explain this. Every single I get those enterprise. Posts on Facebook.
Sure.
It always says, you know, this is what shooting in Brockton, this happened in Brockton. Then you click on it on your, you know,
yes,
on your Android.
And it doesn't come up.
And it doesn't come
up. It's got an ad, and if you get rid of the ad, yeah.
It pisses me off.
No, what happens is it comes up with an ad, and then in the bottom it says, skip this ad or go back, and you do skip the ad, I don't want to read this thing, and then it goes back to the heading page, you can't read the article.
Right. Yeah, but what you do is you hit Control A to select all, copy paste before that pops up.
Even on your
either that, or you go into your incognito mode,
right.
And you can do it that way too, the thing doesn't pop up for you.
That, or you actually buy the...
too.
Yeah, that's one of the options.
Down the road and you're playing around on your phone
at 90 miles an hour.
At 90 miles an hour, you want to read a good news
story. Is that a euphemism for something?
You want to try to get really get into that news story.
Yeah,
against the law
during the snowstorm.
All right.
Welcome to the Big Show with Ron Van Dam.
Shut up. I saw it. Anybody know anything about
shit my pants.
I heard it was a.
I was not there.
I heard it was a stunt by one of the city councilors. Yeah, no.
All right. We're going to take a little break here. We'll continue with the program after this.
Have you been to Charlie's Diner and Restaurant yet? Let me tell you what you're missing. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m., Charlie's is serving the best home-cooked meals. Start your day with a gourmet omelet or homemade corned beef hash, or check out the breakfast special. From 6 to 8 a.m., you get two eggs any style, toast and home fries, and your choice of ham, bacon, or sausage, and it's just $3.59. $3.59. That's fantastic. Or come in for their dinner menu, featuring dinners under $10. Fresh seafood, soups and chowders, hearty salads, burgers and sandwiches, pasta, steak and chicken entrees. All great values, all cooked and served to order. Charlie's is family owned and has been delighting the South Shore since 1993, and now they're conveniently located at 708 Belmont Street in Brockton, Route 123, right at the entrance to Brockton High School. Call them at 508-580-9844. Charlie's Diner and Restaurant, your new favorite place for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too. but sometimes he says bad words.
Welcome back to the program. We're here. What are you doing? You showing movies?
No, he's...
Hold it up to the mic. Oh, that's your ice bucket challenge with your kid.
Horrible, horrible video you're showing us, Mark.
That's me torturing my children.
Jeez.
Wow.
Both of them doing the ice bucket challenge.
With a cattle, really cool. With a cattle prod.
Really cool.
By the way, has anyone seen the video that's gone viral lately of the homeless hitchhiker in California that apparently saved someone's life by hitting a guy in the head with the hatchet?
Well, what?
You've got to watch this because there's two versions of it. There's the version that aired on local broadcast news, which in itself is funny enough. But then there's the unedited interview, and I think that homeless hitchhiking Kai is his name, might be the best American hero we've had since Charles Ramsey.
That's nice.
That is so awesome.
Good story.
That sucked.
So you're thinking about the hatchet challenge? Is that where you're going with this?
Why do people scream when they get ice poured on them? Yes.
It tickles, because it tickles.
Why do they scream? Why do they scream like they're being murdered?
It tickles.
I wouldn't scream. I would go, ooh, maybe.
Making fun of my handicapped children?
Yeah, I guess. Suppose I am.
That's part of my point here, too. It's the middle of summer. I will gladly pour a bucket of ice water over my head any day. Let's do this in the winter. Let's do the boiling water challenge. How about that?
The polar... Don't.
I'll do it for any reason other than that.
I just do it because we want to do it.
The polar bear challenge is what
I don't want to get wrong.
Yeah, you know, I mean...
Yeah, that's why.
It's 90 degrees out and people are pouring ice water over their heads, like it's a big deal.
Well, that's a fair point.
Well, let's just do it for fun. Yeah, but cold water on the body is quite shocking.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Quite shocking?
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Gitmo.
Yeah, seriously. It's quite shocking.
How about the hypothermia challenge? Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm liking that.
How about the hot coffee in your lap challenge?
Hypothermia with heat, it would be bad.
Yeah.
You line up a bunch of people at a McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah.
And they can do the hot coffee challenge.
I still think the have sex with me right now challenge is really...
The really go under the table challenge?
I'm just going to back away from the microphone at this point.
Yeah, go under the table challenge.
The under the table challenge.
The under the table challenge.
The under the table. How do you explain the crabs in the eyebrows? Right, exactly. What is your problem? Hey, Peter, you didn't have any bagels.
Do you really call them bagels?
Yes, he does.
He doesn't.
That's very weird.
In his defense.
Do you want to?
He doesn't realize that he's doing it.
Even when everyone tells him?
See, I think that's the most amazing thing about it.
He doesn't hear it in his head.
His ears don't pick up.
He hears a lot of other things in his head, but
like
he does not hear that.
Bagels? Like, I don't know what I'm saying wrong. There's another guy a few years ago, his name was something Hayden.
His name was Rob Hagen.
Yeah.
And Pete couldn't, just for the life of him, couldn't get it right.
What did you call him?
I called him Hagen.
Hagen. See, he doesn't tell the difference between the two.
I don't understand.
Hagen, two different things.
That was Festus's last name.
Yes, it was.
Man, would you like
you're
to
right.
dump water on his head for the ice bucket challenge, please?
I'll do it. Oh,
do it. All right, go
that's
for
a challenge.
It.
How old
are you, man? She's 21.
We've established this.
Oh, that's too young.
Did I go? Yes, I did.
You know my daughter?
Do you know my daughter? How would she know who you are?
Elizabeth Chapetta?
How do you know who he is?
No.
Wait a minute.
Oh, thank you.
How do you know who this guy is?
She has no idea who he is.
That's me.
It's nice to build friendship.
Then again, do any of us really know who Mark Chapetta is?
Private Dick.
Really?
Let's do a background check on him. Let's do a Corey on him.
Do you know that...
Oh, Ron, guess what? Guess what?
Okay, then. Never mind.
Ron, so I got that. Something for you.
Yes.
Ow.
A friend of mine, right?
Yes.
All right. A good friend of mine.
Yeah, just jump in.
Can I finish the story?
Sure.
Ron.
Peter's doing the diabetes challenge over here.
Right.
No, I'm revealing something, Ron. I'm going to...
pouring a mountain of sugar into his cup.
I'm going to try to pull a favor for you, Ron, because Dave mentioned this on a show a couple shows ago.
Oh, yes. This might
be
important.
I noticed a friend of mine, Bruce Merrin. I don't know if you know Bruce Merrin. He's my speaking... he books me for speaking gigs. He's in Las Vegas. Okay. Well, guess who he just booked recently at a reduced rate? Fran Drescher.
I am getting...
To do what?
Very
to speak.
Excited about
he booked
speak
her.
About what?
I don't know. He booked her at a convention.
That's the last person should be speaking.
She's going to speak about a grand time at Camp Crystal Lake.
So yeah.
And the power of laughter.
I'm one connection to Fran Drescher.
This is wonderful.
A favor through Bruce.
Wow.
Okay, see?
This is good.
The private dick is coming through.
Because Dave was challenging my private eye skills.
I certainly was.
I was.
I do that daily, by the way.
I wasn't sure they were possible.
I reached out to her manager and her agent, and they said, go pound sand. What am I going to do?
Does she tweet?
I'm sorry?
Is she on social media?
She should tweet.
What do you mean, what are you going
to
do?
I meant to do it between last week and this week, and I didn't do it.
Yeah.
What do you mean, what are you going to do? You go undercover, my brother.
Ron, apparently,
you get out there. You.
No, I didn't. I never said I did that.
Do.
No, she wouldn't go with the challenge. No, I never had. I never had sexual relations with that woman.
That's not what
I
you
never
said.
Did. I never said. I never said that.
Okay, no, I'm going to tell you what you said.
What I say?
I don't remember.
All right, that's what I said.
All right, which
I
means,
don't remember.
And I think that we all.
I
know
don't
what
remember
that means.
Having that.
I
don't
that,
remember.
I think we all know what.
So
that
therefore,
means.
I didn't.
Are you the one that put that squeak in her voice?
Yeah, she had perfect Queen's English before
yeah,
that.
Before she met you.
That's the weird thing. Why would they hire her to speak somewhere when she is like the worst voice ever?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It'd
be awful, but she's nice to look at.
I'll see what I can do. I'll call
Mark,
Bruce.
Mark is hot on the trail.
Call Bruce. I'll call Bruce. You know
he's
Bruce
just hot.
Is he one of your Facebook friends?
Good friend of mine.
Bruce Dern.
Would you be willing to join us on the 3,000-mile road trip in the cherry red Cadillac convertible
oh, no,
in search
going.
Of Fran Drescher?
That's gay.
That would
going.
Be all. We should make. Why don't
Fran Drescher
that
challenge?
Be
awesome.
Why don't we make a reality? Why don't we make a docudrama called?
He won't do it.
It's kind of like being John Malkovich.
I can hardly
I have
spend
said
one
him,
hour with you
we
people.
We rent a classic
yeah.
Cadillac convertible.
Yeah.
Cherry
oh, yeah.
red.
Good yeah. I tell you. And we
a 3,000-mile trek across the country. In search of Fran Drescher.
That would actually be very funny.
Thank you.
You'd have to have it
culminating in Mark
film.
Getting arrested for breaking into her, you know,
whatever
porch.
Or we could have all of us in separate cars and kind of make it like that. It's a mad world theme.
Yeah. Oh, like a challenge,
chasing,
like
a challenge to get to Fran Drescher first.
Yeah, we could do that. Of course, by that time, the entire yeah. California Highway Patrol
right.
would have roadblocks set up to protect her because they
One
would know
of my
that we're coming.
Movies. You ever see that movie, Pete?
Rat Race?
No, it's a mad
oh,
world.
Oh, it's a classic.
Classic movie. You
that's
gotta watch
that's
classic.
Like from
especially
the
60s. With the new
1967.
Great movie. And many stars in it. Three
He's older than I am.
They were all stars
yeah.
in
yeah.
that movie, my friend.
Jonathan Winters.
Jonathan, the great Jonathan Winters.
You ever seen that, Ron?
Yeah, of course I saw it. I didn't. Like it.
The young kids.
You were a stunt double at that time, I think.
Triple.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what's
That's
neat
so cool.
is the color. The color and the you know, they.
I'm a stunt triple.
It's yeah. a, I don't sort of for doubles.
Yeah.
Stunt
co-
I mean.
What?
Nothing.
All right.
What do you have there, Ron?
Stuff.
What do you have there, Ron?
Look at this. Look at this. I love it.
Well, I have always show prepped.
I love it.
I've show prepped since the very
Ron,
beginning.
Ron, we got a 9:20 interview. Do you know what it is?
Yeah, no, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Boy, I missed that.
I have no idea.
Has anybody actually turned on the stage? Just flipped it on?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, man.
I did.
Anybody know what's going on? I can't seem to understand.
I don't think many people do.
My eyes have been opened up to a whole new world of music.
Did they move to Randolph?
No.
They're not going to be able to, apparently.
They won't be able to.
No.
The extension cord will not reach.
Good one.
Thank you.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the line of the morning.
Thank you.
Very beautiful.
You.
Hey, you know this Texas Governor Rick Perry?
Sure.
What a great mugshot, by the way.
Awesome mugshot. That's a lesson to all of us.
Great mugshot. He's like a Batman villain in that mugshot.
Awesome.
It was
he awesome. Looked good.
Doesn't Rick Perry own ATD?
I'm sorry?
That's Ed Perry.
Oh, Ed Perry.
That's
sorry.
Ed, yeah.
Rick Perry is Katy's father.
Yeah.
Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, sure.
Doesn't that guy sing Journey?
Daughter of the Governor Journey? And also...
Oh, okay.
We're all confused.
The lead singer from Journey grew up in Whitman, actually, and worked at the... not the lead singer, the drummer from Journey grew up in Whitman.
Worked at the Toll House.
Did you know
restaurant?
The drummer from Journey's brother worked in the Enterprise warehouse when WBET was there? I'm serious.
Really?
Did you know that the drummer...
Did you know that you played this bit too far?
That's true, though.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Right.
You
remember
oh,
that, right?
Oh,
yes.
So I was in New York over the weekend, the earlier part, and I saw this woman, and she was so ugly. And this is a serious story, and I just she was sitting on a park bench, and I just stared at her because she was so ugly. But I do that.
You do that, do you?
And then, but she looked really familiar.
Oh.
So I just couldn't put my finger on her because she wouldn't let me. She was on the park bench. But I said, "Oh my God, it's that guy from Aerosmith, Steven Tyler." She looked just like Steven Tyler, and then I was, oh my God, she's butt ugly.
So, except it was Neil Burns.
So was it Steven Tyler?
No, she looked just like him. Uh-huh. And then I realized.
Did he get here because of Joe Perry?
Yeah, right.
Doesn't he owe ATD? Joe Perry?
That's it. How's the drummer from Aerosmith doing?
How was the rest of your afternoon together?
He's got coffee on sale.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's really ill, you know that?
I finally put my finger on it.
The first thing I thought of when I saw that was...
you were in New York.
We're having two conversations. But
and it's how you roll, maybe.
What rolls in New York?
Stays in New York. Stays in New York.
God, I feel bad for the listeners.
So Senator Rick, Governor Rick Perry, Governor Ed Perry says that, you know, he was being sued.
He is being sued.
Yeah,
sued. Well, no, he's been indicted.
Yes. Indicted.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're innocent until proven guilty.
Maybe you are.
Yeah. You're an attorney. You're supposed to say that.
Let's just get real.
All right, fine. I love it. Sidebar.
Come on.
So he's saying that that he believes that his legal expenses, which are quite extensive, should be paid by the taxpayers.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally. In this particular instance, I totally agree. Well, you're giving me a face.
Why?
I know that your entire knowledge of this situation is the 10 lines from Google that you printed. I happen to know exactly what's
only,
going
it's
on.
Only it's five only lines. Five
I happen
lines.
To,
it's only
I happen
five
to know in depth what's going on down there.
What's going on?
I don't.
What do you mean you happen to know? Are you involved in the case?
Deeply.
Okay. Deeply. Then you can't talk about it. I understand.
Oh, I can talk about it.
All right.
I can talk plenty about it.
All right.
He was indicted
for
allegedly violating a Texas statute that forbids a public official from interfering with the works of another public official.
Correct, sir.
All right. So what happened was there was a district attorney prosecutor in Texas who was arrested for a female who was arrested for drunk driving.
Right.
Who was an alleged alcoholic, who was an alleged incompetent.
Right.
And she ran a very high-powered investigative unit in Texas. And he asked her to resign because of competency issues.
However,
she refused.
Okay.
And so when it came time to fund her office by the state legislature, he vetoed $7 million to go to her office because he felt, I don't want to give $7 million to the drunkie.
Right.
Okay, so this is the nature of the indictment.
That's
a highly politicized
It has
indictment.
Nothing to do with it, though, does it?
Has nothing to do with
the fact is that he's being sued.
No, he's
or
been
he's being
indicted.
Indicted.
He's been indicted.
He's been indicted.
Meaning that
and
at
he
some
has
point,
he has to incur legal fees to defend himself.
Correct.
And but yet you believe that the public, the taxpayers should be paying
at this juncture. I do. I think so because I view it as a as a political maneuver, and I would like to see what the laws of Texas say about it. And if the laws of Texas allow for it, I have no problem with
see,
it.
See, I think it should be put in escrow. To the point where
well, perhaps so.
But if
perhaps
so, if he loses,
I understand what you're saying.
Then he should pay.
Well, you know, lawyers like to kind of get paid up front,
and
they like
an
to get paid
business.
As you know as we go along. We don't like to necessarily have to wait for the escrow.
See,
I
can eat my entire breakfast and not pay a dime, and then but before I leave, I have to pay for it. So it should be like that.
Like Mia
says.
The state Republican Party of Texas has begun printing T-shirts, you know.
Well, that's what they do.
With his mugshot on the front of it.
Sure,
He is a Republican.
I understand that.
The state Republican Party is doing that.
Yeah.
They're mocking what's happening to him. That, I think, is not necessarily a wise thing
that's
to
weird.
Do. That's weird. That's Texas.
Oh.
Big testosterone levels in Texas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
How much time we got left, Ron?
That's just a mountain of food. Is that your meal, or is that a compilation of all the meals that were on the table? What is that?
It's a just huge one meal, yeah.
Wow.
359 too.
That's it.
Mike I usually ask Mike how much time we have, and he's asking me.
The roles have reversed.
Yes, they have.
They like to do that.
We're at 45 minutes. We can go up to an hour, or we can stop.
So, I've got a question for you, Ron.
I guess we're going.
I guess
I attended a wedding over the weekend.
Rick Perry's over.
Yeah.
And I know, I'm sorry, were we done with that?
No, we were done. We were done. We were done.
There was no interest.
No.
I
know nothing.
We've moved on.
To discuss the national issue.
I know nothing, so I couldn't add any kind of 2 cents to that.
This is the new generation.
We have a combined IQ of...
Don't really want to...
12.
We don't watch or follow the news since the radio station ended.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what's happening.
Fortunately, there's been no news, so...
That's awesome, Teacher Zimbar.
Nothing's been missed.
When do we go back to school?
No, he doesn't teach current events.
That's right.
He teaches video.
I did watch the Ferguson riots all night last week.
They were great in color.
What? I'll laugh.
Speaking of color, David, that's a nice shade of red you are.
So should I continue?
Yeah, go on, please. Yeah. Please.
I love you.
Yeah, yeah. Let me push forward towards this wedding so we can get past that for
a
second.
All right, all right.
Ron, you're in the wedding business, the videography business.
I was till I was chastised. Yes, I was. Yes.
At this particular wedding, there was a husband and wife photography team.
Right.
And here's what they do.
Uh-huh.
Either the night before or the week before, they get the bride in their house, on their bed.
I'm liking it so far.
And take sexy lingerie pictures, quote unquote,
awesome.
For the husband.
Sure. Yeah.
The day of the wedding, I really hope my friends aren't listening to this. The day of the wedding,
too late now.
The male photographer who's at the house, you know, taking pictures of the day, hands my friend, the groom, pictures of his soon to be wife. Says, "Here, we have these done for you. These really sexy lingerie photos of your wife, who you are marrying in
three
a few hours."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boy, was he pissed.
Good for him. Okay. Good for him.
Good
but
for
here's
him.
The thing. Here's I'd rather not say the
obviously
name.
Obviously, the wife wanted to do it. She felt that she was doing something
right. But here's the thing. This wife and husband photography team, this is something they do all the time.
Yeah.
Sure. They offer that.
I love the idea.
Do you think that there's a percentage of soon-to-be brides that think, hey, this is my last time as a single woman, and this husband and wife couple hooks
up with... Let me tell you something, Mike.
With the wife.
Let me tell you something.
Before the wedding. I think they have the
is
best...
Is that where you're going with this?
That's where I'm going with
this.
It goes
deeper. It goes deeper than
that.
I don't think it happened to my friend. I'm saying I think this happens.
You think that these people are serial, S-E-R, serial, ménage à trois.
That's what I think.
This is what you're saying.
I think that they have this nice business going for them, a husband and wife photography team, and they...
The Bonnie and Clyde of Poontang.
Yes, and... I feel like this is something they do all the time.
Well, yes, but where does the menage a trois come in?
That night when they take the pictures.
You think she did that with them?
I don't think she did specifically. I'm saying I think it.
It can happen. It can happen.
They give them. They give them a few drinks. They're at their house on their bed.
Well, of course, on their bed. Here's and change the sheets. My God. Here's the point. Here's the point.
Go ahead. And then go ahead.
Here's the point. These pictures are technically the property of the photographers.
Correct.
So they will give. So these people can, at any point in their lives, take these pictures and publish them, and they're perfect right to do so.
Not only publish them, but keep them for their own personal use.
For the Chicka Bow Wow time.
They call that the Democratic Cowboy Law.
Yes.
For use
only in their
heard
bedroom.
Of,
you're right.
Have anybody heard of DC? Anybody know if he's doing all right?
The cowboy?
Yeah, the cowboy.
Oh, I was going to say, I heard bits of that last conversation, but it sounds like your friend's insecure.
He is. That's beyond the fact, though.
I would be pissed.
Well,
now,
hold on.
Pissed.
Imagine that.
Maybe he has nothing to worry. What do the photographer and his wife look like?
They were passable.
Well, I'm sorry.
Mike's standards are very low.
Think about this, too, though.
I remember.
I have to assume that your friend's wife is just a lovely girl.
Friend's wife, much more beautiful than the photography team.
So the odds of being able to convince, and I'm doing this just for the sanctity of your friend's marriage now, okay?
Yes.
If your friend is marrying has married a hottie, okay, if two hedgehog photographers, all right, suggest to her... Mm-hmm. Maybe a little discount for a little bow chicka wow wow.
Right.
I don't think that she would go.
Well, here's the thing. There was no bow chicka wow wow. He was upset about the actual photos that were taken.
As I
and here's
be.
Well,
here's,
then he has to get over.
He does. And he's
it was
a little
something
over.
She wanted
I agree.
To do for
and
him.
And she was doing something nice for him. And while I understand that, at the same time.
I enjoyed the photographs when I saw them, Ron. You?
Imagine being the male.
I saw them on their Facebook.
Yeah. I saw them on Snapchat.
Yeah, Snapchat.
Male photographer.
Snapchat.
You give the bride to be a few drinks.
There's a website, Snapchat.
You say, hey, my wife's here. It's cool. It's cool. My wife's here. It's going to be great. Get comfortable. Take off some clothes.
There you go.
I think they have a fantastic business model going on here.
I wish I knew a private detective, because I would ask this guy to check these people out and see if there have been any complaints against them. Any, really?
Yeah, I'll give you his name. His name's Joe.
I'd be interested just for funsies.
Isn't there a company in Whitman recently that just got in trouble? A photography company for taking
it happens all the time.
Photographs out there.
It happens all the time.
I'm sure it does.
Happens all the time. A good book I recently read.
Yes.
Actually, happens
yes.
all the time. It's available on Amazon.com.
Really?
Just put in happens all the time, cheating the good old USA, and you can get yourself a nice paperback copy, send it to me, and I'll sign it.
Fantastic. How are you doing with that?
Thanks, Pete. I forgot about that. You're quicker than I am on my book title.
Maybe he could just sign the check today.
Yeah.
Never mind the book.
Yeah. How about the book challenge where we...
thank everyone for coming on the Mark Show.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it feels like. But that's an interesting story, Mike. It opens up all kinds of Pandora's boxes there. Yeah.
It opens up other things, too.
Yeah. Yes, it sure does. Interesting business. I mean, I could do the same thing with videos, I suppose.
Yeah, you should. Speaking of a box.
Anybody want to... See, but you have to have somebody else in the room when you're doing that, otherwise...
That's what the wife is for.
Yeah, that's what she's for.
That's what the wife...
That's what she's
for. Don't, be comfortable. It's not just me. My wife's right over here.
Yeah,
as they get her all liquored up and...
Good and liquored up.
I can see it happening all the time.
I think it's more for their private collection, and
yes,
they get off on it.
I agree.
And that's an assumption. I shouldn't say that publicly, that that's what happens, but that is the appearance.
It's 100% what happens,
No, Mike, you can't say
it's
that.
It's gotta be. It's got. Listen,
no,
why
you
else
can't.
Would you? Why else?
It's what the perception
because
would
getting
be.
Because they're paid. That's why
too,
else.
But
I mean, they're making
they get
money.
Paid to get their rocks off. I mean, come on. Let's be real here.
Seems to me the perfect job.
Yes.
It is. It is the natural assumption. I'll go that far.
I've often suggested to you.
What?
That you offer to do like honeymoon hijinks, things like that. You could do that if you chose to.
I don't want to watch that.
You have it. You don't have to.
Honeymoon hijinks.
You know, he films the wedding and then, you know.
DVD extra.
Oh, DVD extra. Yeah, but nowadays
a
you can
DVD
just.
DVD extra.
I guess where Ron's service comes in would be
goes with them on the honeymoon
would be the editing.
That's right.
What?
You could do certain enhancements.
Yes.
You can't enhance video. You can enhance pictures. You can't enhance video. That I know of. I don't believe you
can't.
I mean, you could, but why would I go to trouble?
You can't Photoshop on a video?
Not really.
Really?
You can do special effects.
What about funny, like, cartoony sort of enhancements? Roger Rabbit sort of stuff.
That's a lot of work. Why would I do that?
What was that?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mark, your girlfriend doesn't listen to the show, does she?
No.
Okay. Did you ever in your life...
Go to him.
I'll go to him now.
Yes.
Did you ever have a menage a trois in your life?
Stop it. Why are you...
Why can't I do that?
Because he knows I'll answer it. That's why.
No, I'm stepping in.
Well, you're not his attorney.
No. You know that he has partial Tourette's. There's no possible way I'm letting him answer this question. As his attorney, I have to intervene.
Thank you, Dave.
And I'm not actually his attorney. But as his potential attorney.
I've never... Never.
He's answering.
No, I've never had a threesome.
I've never
had.
You are taking advantage.
No, I'm not.
I've never had a threesome.
All right.
Never had.
Mark is a prior. I know that. I've met all of them.
Of course, he's not denying. and he's not denying foursomes. You understand that?
Okay. That's not what I asked. I didn't ask that.
I'm not that.
You're not.
I'm
just
more conservative than my radio.
The reason I asked you, that's why I asked you, because your show was
a family man. He has children.
It was very on the edge, and it's the kind of thing you would talk about.
I wouldn't even look at a girl.
Felt that your question was very inappropriate
because of my daughter.
He would ask me that in this split second.
He has children. He has.
That's not bullcrap.
It is bullcrap.
That's what you based
100% bullcrap.
Give me some facts.
I can't prove it.
Yeah, you're the one that has.
You guys gonna see the chick that's in my psychic video?
Who said that? What's a psychic video?
What the hell is that paranormal thing?
Tara Stiles?
She was attractive.
She was in her 30s then, and so was I.
Yeah.
I'm saying my daughter's a very beautiful 21-year-old girl, and I find it very tough now to to steer towards that age because I'm now crossed over into middle age.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah, Dave, you have daughters. You know what
get
it's
over
like.
It.
I have beautiful
get over
it.
Absolutely.
And
it's
now,
hard.
And now that we're geezers,
oh, yes.
Man.
You sort of see yeah. things differently.
Absolutely.
I'm sure they have beautiful friends, too.
That's right.
Don't look at them. Don't invite them to the pool. Oh, don't have them sit out by
oh,
it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, what pool? What pool?
Friends are fair
what
game,
pool?
My friend. Friends
the
are fair game.
Of having a pool, isn't it?
You know what? I dropped my daughter off at college, and I'll be dropping her off next week for her senior year of college. And, you know, I have to make sure. I have to make sure that I don't put my head on the swivel because it's embarrassing. You know, I have to focus.
You
I talk to myself. I'm driving. All right, Mark.
Mark, there's nothing wrong with that.
Focus.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There
well, you know, too, you have a beautiful daughter as well, Ron. Don't you feel ashamed?
Your child,
no,
you can't.
No,
can't
I don't.
Embarrass your child.
You know? If it's a friend of my daughter, I certainly would not think. But if it was a situation totally away from that, if why not?
No, I'm with you on this.
Right.
I think it's a matter of discretion.
It doesn't kill the entire age group, my God.
Oh, of course not.
No,
the age
no.
group. Yeah, I just don't. No. I don't look that way. I don't. You know, I asked my when I hit the open market again last year. I asked my daughter, point blank, I said, what age do you approve of me dating? Because I wanted her opinion.
Did you really do that?
I did.
I respect that.
Thank you.
That's pretty
that's
good.
That's ridiculous.
What if she said, I don't care, date whoever you want. Then what?
Then I said, well, you know your friend there?
All right.
No,
then.
She said like 30 is a good cutoff. So the girl I'm dating is 37.
There you go.
You have all different kind of maturities at that age.
My ex-wife is 50, so I, you know.
So that just absolutely. Shows you that you can go for any age. All right, fine. That's enough. All right.
I snatched up a young one.
All right, here we go again.
Again, and unfortunate.
All right.
Turn of phrase.
I think we're about out of time here. Yeah. Well, hopefully we can do this again, but I don't know because people are somehow have a life starting next week.
The restaurant so we'll see. Emptied out there. This place was full when we got there.
Well.
It might just be.
I'll do 6:30.
I'll do 6:30.
You really seriously?
Of course.
I'll be here at
6 a.m.
I'm old. My bladder has me up by 5. I'm good.
Mine too.
I could easily be here.
I don't know about that.
I need to be invited back on the.
Mike's
air.
Not sure.
Oh, you're back.
Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Mike's not sure.
I'll be here at 6.
Mike, you want to work?
That's how Mike
for
plays
me?
It, man. Because he's the man of mystery.
Right. Then he'd show up.
Man of mystery, and then he'll come in.
All right, we'll do 6:30.
Yeah.
But now I can only
do
like a half hour.
Yeah, then we have to do 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
But they don't open until
and
6.
And they're not open until 6.
We'll work it out somehow. Or not.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
What if I got some 20-year-olds in
here? I'm going to tell you what we should be doing, okay? Is the IHOP 24 hours?
Nope.
Damn.
It's not 24 hours because of the food.
They left?
They found
it's
it was...
not 24 hours.
Because no. I'm telling you.
Do you want to do inside of a Cumberland Farms?
Is I could get into a, I could get into a, like a late night, super early morning, sort of a Friday night gig thing, showing up at an IHOP and doing
live
like
from
a,
the Walmart,
like a diner concept. I would, you know, the movie diner.
You'd be the only one going.
Oh, you're just, you are.
It'll be a lot more bustling than it is right now. If you know what
so
I mean?
So
yeah, a lot of bustles.
The nightlife, all that stuff. I like
there'd
that
be
idea.
People bustling.
Right, man.
Do you want to do the
I
nightlife?
Like that idea.
Sit there with,
right.
the, with, the, with the partying crowd that's just getting in from the bars.
What if
have
we did
a drink
this,
and nobody would
be totally into that.
What if we did this show in a couple of drinks?
Yeah.
We should do that.
But then you'd have to drive home, and that wouldn't be right.
And I don't drink.
And so. I don't drive.
Yeah.
So.
Ah, well.
Oh, well. There you go.
I could drive you.
You could.
Driving Miss
you
Ronnie.
Could.
I could do that. I put a little shawl over your lap, put you in the back seat.
And go to Saffler's and get a dress.
You could do it.
Yeah. All right. Mark, it was good to see you. Okay.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Where'd he go? Did he leave?
I guess he ran out of
material. I got his friend outside. Stacy.
I think he's hitting on the waitress.
What happens when he runs out of material? He just takes off.
All right, actually evaporates in the air.
Yeah.
Are we ending the show now?
Yeah, we are.
All right.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you, David Casella, Peter Zimbor, Mike Pava.
Thanks for having me.
And Mark Schipetta. And we'll see you next time. Wish you peace.